I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The people of South Sudan want to secede. Early indications from last weekend's referendum on secession show that they've come out strongly in favor of creating a new nation. Final results aren't expected until next month. That referendum and the recent events in Tunisia, where President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali was overthrown in a popular revolt, have leaders in North Sudan on edge. The World's Matthew Brunwasser is in Khartoum, the Sudanese capital. Now, there seems to be some nascent protests against the Sudanese regime of Omar al-Bashir, Matthew. How widespread are these demonstrations?
The protests are still very small and localized. There's nothing you can really see on the surface. But talking to various people in Khartoum, it's clear that there's a lot of desperation and anger. I was at a meeting of opposition political parties last night, and this is a sample of some of the political passions I heard. The government has just enacted an economic austerity program. The prices of basic foodstuffs are going up, the price of gasoline. There is a lot of potential political anger for widespread protest, but for the moment, there's still nobody or no forces which are channeling it in any particular direction.
And Matthew, you got yourself caught up in the fervor of the police. Tell us about your last 24 hours.
I was in the political party headquarters of the Popular Congress Party, which was organizing a meeting of all the main opposition parties. They had actually said during their hours of speeches that the police wouldn't be able to come inside the party building. Little did we expect, when everybody filed outside, the police were waiting. I have actually read later that demonstrators were arrested and dispersed with tear gas by police, but I wasn't able to see it myself because I was detained by the police. I was taken in a pickup truck to the National Intelligence Service along with my fixer. We were held for a few hours. My gear was confiscated, my computer, my recording equipment, and we were told to come back the next day. When we came back today, we were again detained for 8 hours. Finally, I got my gear back. The memory card of my camera was not there. I had been taking pictures of students and opposition activists and people at the political rally. I noticed from the recent file viewed feature of my Macintosh, they had also spent a lot of time looking at pictures of an ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Did the police think you were a protester, Matthew, or were they worried about news of these demonstrations getting out to the rest of the world?
I spent 2 or 3 hours talking with some very polite, bashful intelligence officials. It seemed kind of like a charade, whether they were trying to find out whether I was a participant or not. I had all the necessary accreditation. I think it was pretty clear. The government is very sensitive about opposition protests growing. A lot of the people in the political rally were saying that Khartoum should be the next Tunis. So it's clear that the government is very sensitive to that possibility as well.
So as to these demonstrators that you've met and seen, what is their main rallying cry? Jobs? More freedom? More transparent government?
Probably a common thread between all of the people who I've spoken with who are very unhappy about the status quo is fear. Sudan is a police state, and there is great fear about the reach of the security apparatus of President al-Bashir.
And Matthew, I mean, we should point out that police crackdowns on demonstrations are not unusual in Sudan, but what would you say is different about these latest clashes?
Khartoum does have a history of large protests in the streets. In fact, the last protest in the Middle East to take down a government was in Khartoum in 1985. I think what's different about these police crackdowns now is that they are reacting so harshly to very small demonstrations. Even a couple hundred students is treated very seriously.
Reporter Matthew Brunwasser in Khartoum. He's been covering the referendum for us in southern Sudan. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.